Our final case of the morning is Barma against Holder.
Good afternoon. May it please the court. My name is Scott Fanning, and I represent the petitioner, Rajendra Barma. He's lived in the United States pretty much his entire life. I was brought here as a child with his family and has had two kids of his own who are United States citizens. We're here because he was recently removed and deported from the United States because the government erroneously ruled and held that he was not eligible to apply for the relief of cancellation of removal based on a 1994 conviction for possession of drug paraphernalia. While in our briefs we contend that the immigration judge and the BIA made numerous errors, today I want to focus on whether or not Mr. Barma should have been entitled, and as he was entitled, to apply for a 8 U.S.C. section 1182H waiver of inadmissibility that would have, if granted, permitted him to be eligible for the relief of cancellation removal. The reason for this is section 1182H waivers state that they apply in situations where an applicant's applying for adjustment of status to that of a permanent resident. Now, cancellation of removal, the relief Mr. Barma was seeking, also as a form of relief, is adjustment of status to that of a permanent
form of relief, all right, but it's a different form of relief. Your client isn't seeking adjustment of status. And so questions that relate to whether your client is eligible for adjustment of status don't bear on this. Your client is seeking cancellation of removal. Is there anything similar to 1182H in the provisions dealing with cancellation of removal?
Well, in cancellation of removal, the bar to eligibility at issue here is 8 U.S.C. 1229BB1C, which it's a bar that says he has to show that he has not been convicted.
Yeah, I know all that. Look, the Board of Immigration Appeals said the reason your client loses is because 1182H has no parallel in the provisions dealing with cancellation of removal. Is that right or is it wrong?
That's what they said, but we feel that it's wrong.
And why is it wrong?
Well, go again.
Is what section of the cancellation of removal statute do I read to find the parallel to 1182H?
Well, it's our position, and it's supported by prior BIA decisions, that 1182H does apply to cancellation of removal. It's been applied by the Ninth
Circuit. What statute do I go to see what makes 1182H applicable to cancellation of removal? Some cross-reference that the board is missing?
The cross-reference is contained in 1229B1C, which states that an alien who has to show that he has not been convicted of an offense under Section 1182A2. It's our position
but
that
1182H doesn't have anything to do with whether somebody has been convicted of an offense under that statute. It's an exception to a conviction clause, right?
And the BIA
something better than that. That's actually what the board talked about.
Well, the BIA has already held that if it's an exception to 1182A2, such as the petty offense exception, then it is not an offense under 1182A2 for purposes of 1229BB1C. It's our position that
that's where you lose me. Mm-hmm. There doesn't appear to be anything in 1229B, et cetera, et cetera, that makes the definitions in 1182A, et cetera, relevant.
And it certainly makes no reference to 1182H.
Well, 1182H makes reference to cancellation of removal and aliens in removal proceedings.
I know.
Yes, indeed. You know, what's going on here, what a normal speaker of English would say, is that Congress has made it easier for somebody to stay in the country in order to be the beneficiary of an immediate relative visa petition, that is, adjustment of status, than somebody who's not the beneficiary of such a petition. Your client happens not to be the beneficiary of such a petition, so your client doesn't get the special break for immediate relatives of their spouses, for example. I mean, that's what it looks like. Now, if there's some cross-reference that we're missing that says that your client gets the same breaks that Congress handed out for people seeking adjustment of status,
yep,
by all means, point it out to us.
Again, in Section 1182H, it operates to waive the application, 1182A2.
Yeah.
And that's the same language that's provided in the exception, the petty theft exception, which states that the provisions of 1182A2 shall not apply under the various cases.
Yeah, but presumably it would have included the exception for 30 grams or less of marijuana if it had wanted it to apply, seems to me.
Well, the Ninth Circuit, in dealing with a very similar issue, but with another portion of cancellation statute, where the other requirement is under 1229BB1B, that requires an alien to show that he has been a person of good moral character during the statutory time frame. And in that case, the alien had also committed a crime under 1182A2. And under 8 U.S.C. section 1101F3, an alien is statutory ineligible from showing that he is a person of good moral character if he had been convicted of a crime described in 1182A2. In that case, the Ninth Circuit stated that he could apply for an 1182H waiver that would affect the applicability of 1182H or 1182A2, whereas he wouldn't be statutorily precluded from showing that he was eligible for cancellation removal and was a person of good moral character. The language is the same in the various statutes. Further, I just want to expand on matter of Garcia-Hernandez. It's a BIA's decision where it held that exceptions to crimes under 1182A2 do not bar applicants from applying for cancellation or removal should apply to the facts of this case. Because
that was the question I just asked you, actually, because I think Garcia-Hernandez, you know, weighs against you because there's no exception, again, within 1182A2 for offenses that involve 30 grams or less of marijuana. And
well, it's our feeling that while it's not an exception, the waiver that's included in 1182H has the same language. It uses the same root word as to apply. And by doing so, we can infer that it was Congress's intent for both the exception and the waiver to have the same effect, to make 1182A2 not applicable. And in Garcia-Hernandez, they applied that to the statutory provision.
Well, Garcia-Hernandez merely holds that the reference to 1182A2 in the removal of cancellation provision requires that you have to read that provision in its entirety. I really don't see how it helps you. I'm sorry.
If you have no more questions, I'd like to reserve the remaining time for rebuttal.
Certainly, Mr. Fanning.
Thank you.
Ms. Chima.
May it please the Court, Puneet Chima for the respondent, the Attorney General. The petitioner conceded removability. He applied for cancellation of removal and is statutorily barred by his conviction for possession of a drug paraphernalia. Subject to the Court's questions, respondent will concede remaining.
Well, how do you respond to the claim that the Ninth Circuit in that unpublished Zamiro-Rios, indicated the Court should consider the 1182H waiver? Determining whether an 1182A2 conviction falls within the cancellation of removal provision.
The unpublished Ninth Circuit decision that that petitioner relies on relates to the good moral character provision of the cancellation statute, which isn't at issue here. Secondarily, the Ninth Circuit found that although the 212H waiver may apply to the good moral character provision, the alien in that case was still barred from cancellation of removal because of his conviction under the criminal bar, which applies under this case. So that case actually supports our position that the criminal bar does not allow for a 212H waiver. Subject to the court's further questions, we will rest on our briefs.
Wow, you came all the way from Washington. I'm sorry, I can't think of anything else to ask.
Right. Thank you, Ms. Chima.
Thank you.
Further, Mr. Fanning? Not that there's much to rebut.
In Zamora Rios, she did mention that the alien eventually was barred from cancellation due to his criminal eligibility grounds. However, in this case, when you go beyond whether or not he's eligible for the 1182H waiver, our briefs describe how if he does receive the waiver, he will not be barred under Section C, the criminal-related grounds, because his conviction of drug paraphernalia would be waived under 1182A2. And as another error in the immigration judge's decision, his conviction of possession of drug paraphernalia is not a removable offense under 8 U.S.C. Section 1227. And lastly, Section 1182H nowhere states or that isn't applicable in cancellation petitions. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you very much, counsel. The case is taken under advisement, and the court will be in recess until 2:30.